Heavenly Father, thank you for the moment and time to be here all together. Thank you for your word, for the scripture. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for everything that you are doing in this church and everyone here. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, Lord, to continue talking to the church, to continue blessing the church with your word. You speaking, not me, please. I'm just a vessel. Just we're going to share with the church the scripture. And we're going to continue moving forward, believing and trusting in this, so that way we can continue growing. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. So like I say, they already covered some things, which is really amazing. Praise the Lord for that. We're going to talk about the heart. Amen? So we're going to talk about the heart, and we're going to open a series about the heart of hearts. Heart of hearts. But today we want to focus on the topic of the condition, the heart condition. And we're going through some scriptures, which is really amazing, and it will share to us and open our eyes about where we at and what is the condition of our own hearts. And today, I don't want to talk about just your regular heart. I don't want to talk about the 60 or 100 average that pumping of your heart every minute. I don't want to talk about what is that pumping blood in your whole system. I want to talk about spiritual heart, what the Bible is really talking about, what the Hebrews what pointed out and focusing on that specific topic of the heart, not the regular heart, but that spiritual heart. As we already know in the past, we talk about the soul, the spirit, and the body. So when we talk about the heart, we're talking about three functions on the heart, which is the will, the intellect, and the emotions. And we will go over those things in all these next upcoming Sundays. But today we want to talk about the condition. What is the condition of our heart? And hopefully the goal is to try to see what or where we at on our hearts, inside of there, and see what we need to do to get better and be more in relationship with God. Amen? There's a story about, this is a Hebrew guy named, you guys maybe already know him, Jonathan Ken. And he was sharing a story about this student and a master. And he was talking and expressing the difference between a stone and a heart. And he say, grab the stone, student. And the student grabbed the stone and he say, what do you feel?
Nothing.
Okay, let go of the stone and then put your fingers in the neck. What are you feeling now? I'm feeling some pulse. There's something pumping. There's something moving. Okay, that's good. So the principle over there, it is that when you have a stone that is not moving, it's not pumping, it's not doing anything, it doesn't have any purpose. It doesn't have anything flowing. It doesn't have life. But when you have a good heart, the heart of God inside of you is pumping, is giving you life, is giving you purpose to continue, is giving you something. So when we go to Psalm 139:14, it says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw me or my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to me. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. When in the Bible we're talking about thoughts, we're talking about the heart, because that's the intellect size of the heart. In Genesis 6:5, the word says, the Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart, thoughts of human heart, was only evil all the time. All the time. The Lord regretted, and this is really tough, He regretted that He had made human beings on the earth, and His heart was deeply troubled. Now we're seeing two things over here. Number one, that the inclination of us, the human being, is always to the evil, is always to the bad stuff, according to the Bible, right? But also we're seeing that God have a heart. So He also have a heart. And He want us to have that heart that He have. Because if we have that heart that He have, we will be flowing life. But if we just trusting in our own hearts, our own understanding, then it will not flow life, purpose in your life. The purpose of God in your life. That's why Genesis 8:21 also says, the Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and say in His heart, never again will I curse the ground because of humans, even though every inclination of the human heart is evil from childhood. And never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. But the inclination of you and me, the first inclination from the childhood, so we're talking about from the beginning, from where we were born, is always inclination to the evil. And that's because the sin. That's because Adam and Eve. That's because since that time we got that inside of our hearts. Now, God wants us to understand and learn where we at. What is the condition of our hearts? And that's something between you and God. You only know that. And depending how you understand that today and you get out of here today, you can change that. Exodus 4:21. The Lord said to Moses, when you return to Egypt, see that you perform before Pharaoh all the wonders I have given you the power to do. But I will harden his heart. Who's talking here? But I will harden his heart so that he will not let the people go. God is doing this. Purposely, he's putting a heart of a stone in this guy, the Pharaoh. Why? This is what the Lord says. Israel is my first son, and I told you, let my son go, so he might worship me. But you refuse to let him go, so I will kill your first son. 24. At a lodging place on the way, the Lord met Moses and was about to kill him. But Sephora took a flint knife, cut off her son's foreskin, and touched Moses' feet with it. Surely you are a bridegroom of blood to me, she said. So the Lord let him alone. At the time, she said, bridegroom of blood, referring to circumcision. We will talk about that in the upcoming Sundays, about circumcision. It's really nice, if you guys allow me, because I know we're gonna get a little bit deep on, So if you guys allow me, I'd like to explain that a little bit better, but that's going to be in the next one. Now today, again, God is talking about the condition of the heart. So he put that condition of the heart on Pharaoh with purpose. He wants to show his people the miracles. He wants to show the people what God is doing for them. Who you and I are with God right now, we are His sons. We are His kids. Right? But what God is doing in the life of people, we don't know. If God is putting a heart of someone as a stone to make something miraculous in your life, I'm out of the way. I'm not going to say anything. How you are taking that? How the people are taking that? Moses, when he get out of the presence of the Pharaoh, he met with God. And God almost killed him. Because the heart of Moses was not there. He's not getting it. God have a purpose of everything. To glorify Himself. It's all His glory. It's all for His plans and purpose. We just need to know and understand what is the conditions of our heart. So that way we can change it and move forward with Him. Ezekiel 36:26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. This is God talking to the people of Israel. People of Israel is all over the place, and He's prophesying using the prophet Ezekiel, saying, hey, I will change your heart. God is the one changing the heart of each of us. He's the one. And He wants to create a stone heart again to glorify Himself. That's His plan. I cannot interfere in that. You either. But He will glorify Himself. He will do some miraculous thing in your life and in my life. He was doing it over here with Pharaoh to glorify Himself, to show His people, hey, I am your God. I am your provider. I am your protector. I'm doing this because of that. Hallelujah. Now, I want to share with you guys two things really quick. 2 points really quick. This is really amazing. Let's go to Matthew 5:8. Matthew 5:8, we know that, the Beatitudes, right? Jesus Christ is talking about the Beatitudes, but there's one over there really important about this topic about the heart. And it's 5:8. Blessed are the pure. In other versions, it says the clean in heart, pure in heart, for they will see God. That's the first point that I want to share with you guys. Pure. The condition of your heart today, you know that. Keep it in between you and God and the Holy Spirit. Is pure? Our hearts is really pure? Because if your heart is really pure, you will see God in your life. Hebrews 12:14. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone. And to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Now, if you correlate this, not getting this out of context, I know it's 2 different verses. We're talking about one topic, heart. God bring me this word like more than a week ago to share with you guys and continue blessing me also. So now, we're talking about the heart. First, Matthew 5:8 says, pure heart. Will see God. Hebrews 12:14. If you make an every effort to live in peace between each other, if you make that effort, at least he's saying make an effort, because we know it's difficult, because we know we have different mindset, different, I don't know, whatever, you guys know, different culture, different mentality. But make an effort, because if you make an effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy, what is holy? Separation. Be separated with God, with Him. That's the definition in Hebrew about holiness. Being separated with God, with Him. Holiness. Without holiness, without that separation with God, we will not see the Lord. But if you have a separation with God, you will see the Lord, which is creating a pure heart, because it's the same thing. You will see the Lord if you have a pure heart. So that's the simple definition, to have a pure heart. Make an effort to be in peace with each one. And when you make that peace with each one, you're creating that separation with God, that holiness. And that holiness will make you to see God in your life. Because that's God's heart. He wants to make peace with us. After the separation with sin, which is death, He wants to get back with us in relationship. What is your condition right now? What is the condition in your heart? John 15, verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean, pure, because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Simple as that. You want to be clean? You want to be pure? The word of God is cleaning you and me. The word of God is the one that is cleaning our hearts, purifying our hearts, helping us to be in peace with each other, helping us to be separated with God. Now I can see you. Now, when we get the word of God, which is the one that is cleaning us, it's not just, Jesus Christ is not just telling, just get the word and that's it. Because now is the hard part, like always, in every aspect of the world or earth, we can say also the same thing. It's not doing the thing, it's maintaining the thing, it's remaining on that. Because it's not just receiving Jesus Christ and that's it, it's over, we're good to go. There's a process of conversion. Now is going to be the hard thing. Now we have to remain in love. Now we have to remain believing and trusting in God. And that's the hard part. Because every single day we are facing circumstances. And in our own flesh, we got difficulties and it hurts. And that's the part that you need to trust God and remain in the Word, which is continue cleaning your heart, purifying your heart. Matthew 23:25. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees. You hypocrites. You clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. This is Jesus Christ talking. But inside, they are full of greed and in self-indulgence. Blind Pharisees, first clean the inside of the cup and dish, and then the outside also will be clean. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of the bones of the dead and everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside, you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside, you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness. And that's what God is looking. That's what God sees. He don't care about the outside. I don't think so. According to the Bible, He's looking inside of you. He cares about the inside. What is the condition of your heart? He's talking about the Pharisees, the legalistic people over here, following the law. God is a God, I believe that God is a God of order, organized God. Yes, truly believe in that. He's also a God that he laid the structure so that we can give some guidance. But we have to keep a balance over there. We cannot just be really strict on that. We have to be careful with that. Because maybe that structure or those boundaries that we cannot move, they might be not from God. They might be from the man. And that's what where we need to be careful. Because then we will not have the heart of God in our life. God knows everything. And that's what he wants in our lives, to have his heart. Because his heart is the one that is loving himself, loving our neighbors, loving other people, loving each other. What is the conditions? What is the condition of our heart today? Jesus Christ talked to the Pharisees and said, hypocrites, you guys are just worrying about to comply with this. You guys are just worried about the external stuff. But how you are inside? Jesus Christ knows the man. He knows what's going on. Do you guys remember when he already knew who was going to betray him? Because he knows the heart. He knew already who was inside of his disciple, who's going to betray him. Because he knows the heart of the man. He knows your heart. Don't try to think about that you're going to be avoiding that. Because God knows your heart. God knows my heart. And we need to work better to get the heart that he has in us. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus Christ talked to the Pharisees and said, hypocrites, inside, clean it. Clean that one. Then the outside will be clean. I want to share with you guys Psalm 51. Psalm 51. I'm not going to read everything. I pointed out like the whole scripture. So Jeanette, I think I'm going to share just verse 10. But this is the story about David. And we're also going to talk about David. Because according to the Bible, David was after God's heart. That's tough. But I'm really excited about that one. Yeah, because, you know, you guys know the story about David. He did stuff. But his heart? Oh, my goodness. Okay, 51. This is when he committed adultery with Bathsheba, right? But I just want to share verse 10 with you guys. Verse 10 it says, create in me pure heart. O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast, verse 11, me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. He knew what was going on. Because anyway, externally, yes, he was doing maybe some other stuff. Inside of him, he knew the condition of his heart. And when he felt that separation from God, which is death, he asked the Lord, create in me that pure heart. Clean it, please. Bring me back. You know, when you compare that separation and that unity with God, you say, no. I need to go back with that unity, that relationship with you. It's amazing. It's beautiful. It's powerful. It gives me strength to sustain, to remain with you. It helped me all the time. It gives me joy. It gives me all the good stuff. Anyway, something or circumstances are happening on my exterior. Nothing is moving me because you are with me. Your heart is in my heart. That's what David wants back. He said, purify my heart, please, Lord. Bring me back the salvation. Proverbs 35. Every word of God is flawless. The next one is, yeah. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. We're talking about the word of God is the one that's cleaning you. It's purifying your heart. Listen to the next one, number 6. Do not add to his words. We have to be careful. That's why we always have to talk about his word. His scripture. And we have to be careful what we are adding and not adding. Because according to this, do not add to his words, or he will rebuke you and prove you are a liar, or you are a liar. Ouch. We have to be careful what we're adding and removing. Always speak the word, because the word is the one that is going to clean you and purifying you. That's the one that is going to bring the clean hearts. Okay, really quick, guard. The second point that I want to share with you guys, guard. Proverbs 4, 18, 27, but again, I'm not going to read everything. Proverbs 4, 18 through 27. Let's go. Hallelujah. You know what? Let's do it. The path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them. Hallelujah. And health to one's whole body. Above all else, anything, name it in your life, it will be above that. Above all else, guard your heart. Why? For everything you do flows from it. Keep your mouth free of perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the path for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. The second point that I want to share with you guys today is guard your heart. We have to guard it. This is just two principles that he's sharing over here in the scripture. Because Jesus Christ is telling us, purify your heart. So it's like, hey, I'm telling you what you need to do. So purify your heart. That's something that you can manage, that you're supposed to manage. Now, the second point is telling you, guard your heart, protect it. Why? Because from there is where everything flows. Everything, the relationship with God, everything that you want to have, that heart that you want to have with God, it flows from the heart. What is that flow? If you see it like from a tree or something like that, is that sprout or that sprout out of the tree? Is the beginning of everything from your heart. So we need to see our hearts, that condition, and we need to restore it. We need to apply those things. We need to guard your heart. You need to protect it. You need to cover it because it's really important. Everything in your life is going to flow from there. So protect your heart. Cover it. Luke 6:45. A good man brings good things out of the good store up of his heart. And an evil man brings evil things out of evil store up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. What is the politicians talking about? Politics? Maybe a sport guy is talking about sports. I don't know. Maybe an engineer is talking about engineering stuff. Because that's what they study. That's what they have in their heart. What is the condition of our hearts? Do you have the Word of God in your heart? If you really have the Word of God in your heart, that's what you're going to speak. Not adding, not removing, speaking what is here. Purify your heart. His heart. Hallelujah. And that will help us to continue. I'm going to close with this. Jeremiah 17. It says, this is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. That person will be like a bush in the wastelands. They will not see prosperity when it comes. They will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one's live. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. It leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward each person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve. Whew. He's the one that searches our hearts. He's the one that is going to pay accordingly. Not you and me. What is the condition of your heart? Right now, today. Think about it. And try to apply the principles in the scripture that will help you to have his heart, that will help you to see him, that will help you to see his glory, that will help you to see the manifestation and miraculous life in your life, that will help you in every way. According to this one, when the person doesn't have that heart, like a desert, nothing. There's nothing fruitful. There's nothing good. Suffering. But if you have his heart, it doesn't matter what happened outside or whatever. It is amazing. Praise the Lord for that. He will search the heart. He will examine your mind, my mind, and he will reward. So just make sure that we have the heart. Praise the Lord for that. Hallelujah. Let's just stand up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you feel like God touched your heart right now today, and you feel like you want to restore anything in your life, just praise the Lord over there. and worship Him and give thanks to the Lord. And let's pray together. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blessings and opportunities. Thank you for everything that you're doing here. Thank you for your scripture. Thank you. Thank you for everything, God. Please, continue helping us to be like you, to have that heart that we need to have, that heart that is going to help us to see you. We want to see you. We want to see your glory. We want to see the manifestation of your glory, grace, favors in our life. So God, help us to continue purifying our hearts. And now that we learn how to purify our hearts, please help us to guard it, to protect it, to cover it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we worship you. We declare your glory in us. And we declare that the Holy Spirit is continue blessing this church and everyone here. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, God, for everything that you keep doing in our life. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.